Hare Krishna. Let repetition be a repetition. Repetition of mantras is a central form of spiritual practice, especially for those practitioners in those traditions which recognize the importance of sonic theology. Sonic theology refers to the manifestation of God through sound. Now when God manifests through sound, He makes Himself accessible in a way by which we can connect with the higher spiritual reality. And when we become thus connected, then we rise upwards. Our consciousness, the spiritual sound, becomes a medium by which our consciousness rises from the material level to the spiritual level. So, there are many different mantras and they have different potencies. Some mantras have material potencies for unleashing fearsome powers, as in the case of mantras used in for invoking weapons in warfare in past times. The most potent among such mantras, however, are the mantras that are made of the names of God. God is omnipotent and He is absolute, so He manifests His omnipotence. He manifests Himself through the holy name. And that's why when we chant His names, we get access to the supreme power. The power to crack open the shell of material existence which constricts and traps us, and to break free and attain life and love eternal. So, the repeated chanting of the holy names of God, repeated chanting of mantras that are made of the holy names of God, that is an extremely potent spiritual practice. And it is this spiritual practice that is a central limb of Bhakti Yoga. The Bhagavad Gita talks about how the serious spiritual practitioners chant the names and glories of Krishna constantly. In 9.14 it is stated, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudhavrataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Satatam kirtayanto mam. That always chanting my glories. Yatantascha drudhavrataha. Yatantascha drudhavrataha. With great determination. Namashyantascha mam bhaktya. Bowing down to me. Bhaktya. Here devotion is used to refer to all the activities. So, kirtan is also to be done with bhakti, namashanta is also to be done with bhakti, everything is to be done with bhakti. So, those who chant with devotion like this, what happens? Vitta yukta upasate, they worship me constantly, like this Krishna says. So, this verse indicates that the kirtan, the chanting of the holy names in a group together, that is actually meant to be a devotional activity, not a mechanical activity. It's not just a mindless mutterance of some sound again and again without comprehending, without meditating on its meaning or mood. But it is actually meant to be a fervent call of the heart to the divine, to flood our heart with divine grace, with divine, with spiritual love. That's why repetition is meant to be a repetition, a request, a fervent request. A repetition of the request. Please, Krishna, let me love you. Let me learn to love you. Let me learn to serve you. Please engage me in your loving service. With this mood when we chant, then we open our hearts to witness the miraculous transformational power of the holy name, which will redirect our love from this world to the Lord who is the source of this world, and thus we will be elevated to a life of eternal happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.